In Yemen, Republican guards are reportedly attacking the northern province of Arhab with heavy artillery and tanks. Reports say numerous villages are being assaulted. Yemen's Republican guards are headed by embattled ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh's son Ahmed. Saleh himself has been staying in the U.S. for the past 3 weeks. The Israeli military has once again attacked the besieged Gaza Strip. At least three Palestinians were wounded in an Israeli airstrike targeting a home in Gaza City. Hours earlier, at least one Palestinian was injured in another Israeli attack. The airstrikes follow a series of escalating Israeli attacks. The situation in Gaza continues to worsen as the coastal strip's sole power plant remains without fuel. Gaza's Ministry of Health has warned that the lives of more than 80% of hospital patients are at risk. This includes over 100 infants in incubators. The U.S. has reportedly deployed a number of drones in skies over Syria. The NBC reports that U.S. military and intelligence drones are monitoring the unrest in Syria. It says Washington hopes to use such intelligence for an international response against Syria. Saudi-backed forces in Bahrain have attacked a funeral rally in Sitra village, injuring several people. The demonstrators were mourning for an 85-year-old man. Mansour Salman died after inhaling poisonous tear gas fired by regime troops. Scores of people have been killed since the uprising began last February. An American Army officer has accused top U.S. military brass of telling lies to the public. Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis adds that the U.S. mission in Afghanistan is a failure. He says his account is based on interviews with hundreds of soldiers and civilians in the war-torn country. In Egypt, a workers' strike in the Red Sea port of Ain al-Sukna has entered its 14th day. Workers there have been trying to pressure the Emirati port company to give in to their demands. The laborers' demands include a better share of company profits in addition to wage risk premiums. A hunger-striking inmate in the U.S. state of California has died. Prison officials say 27-year-old Christian Gomez died earlier this month, 6 days after he and dozens of other prisoners began refusing food. The action was in protest against restrictions on access to health, good food, and legal services.